Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ with the live message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Ireland, United Kingdom, the Netherlands. Welcome to those of you in Canada. And from what I've seen on the dashboard here, there's a new country listening in. It is France. I want to welcome those of you who are listening to the broadcast in France. And every country that is listening to the broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the message, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling on how to obtain information about the messages that the Lord has been sending to his angel messenger, I will get that information to you as well. For those of you that don't like to give your prayer requests or your questions over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. So without further ado, for those of you once again who don't mind, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are grateful once again to this blessed day that you have blessed us with to be able to assemble together once again in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening. I pray today, Lord God, as they hear your word today, that, Lord God, that they will be touched by the Spirit of the living God. That, dear Lord, that you will give them revelation, knowledge, and understanding that they stand in need of this day in Jesus' name. And Father, we will give you all the glory and honor and praise and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Today, the title of the message today is titled, The Midnight Cry, Restitution and Restoration. The Midnight Cry, Restitution and Restoration. And I did this on God's Word to Man broadcast, and I'm doing it here on Jesus' Word, The Midnight Cry broadcast. And this message is for those of you who are seeing things happen that's not good on this earth, but even the more you're seeing things that are not good among, quote, people who claim to believe in the Lord, among the churches where you see all kinds of sin being committed, and then on top of that being justified, where you see that all that profess Christianity is like separated. And you are wondering, is this the way God wants things to be? Is this his will? Or if not, what is he doing? Is he doing anything? Amen. Now, some of you listening, let's be honest, you've had those questions in your mind. And maybe perhaps you have asked some ministers or two. And maybe the answer they gave you, you know, in your spirit, you still felt a void, like it wasn't answered. And you start to wonder, and some of you perhaps at the end of your rope starting to just turn loose and give up because you're thinking that, man, the Lord ain't going to do anything. And some of you may have been told that God is not speaking today like he did in the days of old. He did in the days of old, but he's not doing it today. Some of you may have even heard and was told that, yeah, God did works and miraculous things back in those days, but he ain't doing it today. So now in your mind, you're sitting there thinking, well, what? I mean, everything just supposed to go like it is? Some of you who you've been badly disappointed, maybe you was facing problems, you say, hey, I can go to the church, and you went to the church and you found out that not only, you know, there was problems about as much as yours, but even more. And now you're going like, is this of God? Is the Lord doing anything? Well, the Lord Jesus has me, and not only me, all who have accepted the word that he has been sending from heaven, to inform you guys that, yes, there is a work going on in these last days. And I want to read to you a scripture from one of the messages that the Lord sent by his angel messenger, the Elijah, that he sent out July the 18th, 1929. And I want to read one of these verses to you, which will reveal to you the work that is going on in these last days. Now, you may not see it yet. Notice I say yet, but it's going on, okay? And what the Lord is doing is that having me as well as others to plant this seed and giving you the word to notify you that, yes, the Lord is doing something in this last day. You know, these things that you see among even Christians, it's not going to remain like this, people. It's not going to remain like this. Hallelujah. Now, in this message, this is what the Lord authorized this angel to tell us. He said, behold, the Lord has rejected all creeds and faction of men who have gone away from the word of the Lord and have become an abomination in his sight. Therefore, let those that come to the church of Christ be baptized that they may rid themselves of the traditions and sins of men, preparing themselves that they may be fit and worthy for the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. And as the greater power shall come, that they may be ready to receive it with joy. For this is the time, now listen to this closely, for this is the time of the restitution and restoration of all things, and this must come to all that shall be permitted to dwell in the presence of Christ. For sin cannot receive the glory of God, nor the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, in this verse, we are given the name of the work that is going on today. This is why he said, for this is the time of the restitution or restoration of all things. He didn't say the past was the time or in the future there will be a restitution, restoration. He said, for this is present tense, right now, this is the time of the restitution, restoration of all things. Right now, today, people, God is doing a work, a restitution and restoration. Now, what I'm going to do, in opening up with that, we're going to go and define this word restitution, restoration, that you may get an understanding of what it means. Now, the first thing I want to say to you about these two words is that many times they are used interchangeably. Even though there is a slight difference between them, both of them is a work that goes together, okay? This is why he said the restoration and restitution of all things, amen? Now, having said that, the first thing that I want to look at here, and in defining these words, and amen, in giving a definition of these words, we're going to go to a couple of sources, okay? We're going to go to what is called a Bible concordance, and we're going to go to the dictionary. Now, I have shared with you guys and before on one of the broadcasts, I don't remember which one, that when you are studying the Word of God, things that you need to have with you and studying the Word of God, number one is the Holy Ghost. That's going to be number one, okay? That's why before you study, you always open up with prayer, inviting the Spirit of God to minister to you the word of truth when you study. That's going to be number one above anything else, okay? The next thing you need to have is, and especially you coming from the Bible. Now, the other two books that I have been talking to you guys about, The Word of the Lord and the Record of Nephite, has a concordance also, has a like a Bible concordance in the back of the books that you may find certain words, okay? Maybe not as large as a Bible concordance, but it has a concordance. So you want a concordance. If you are studying strictly from the Bible, you want what is called a Bible concordance. Now, I have a Bible concordance, and there are different types of Bible concordance. The one that I've heard, and I say heard, that is the best one is called Strong's. Now, that's what I have. I have a Bible concordance called Strong's. And Bible concordance, what it does, it helps you find words that you're looking for to see if it's in the Bible. And what it does, it gives you the original words that was there before it was translated over to our language, whether the word was in the Hebrew or whether it was in the Greek, okay? So we're going to have our concordance, Bible concordance, and we're going to have our dictionary as we get ready to define these words here. Amen? Glory be to God. So we thank God for the blessed word of God. Now, the first one out of the two we're going to define is the word restoration. Because he said in this message, for this is the time of the restoration, restitution, and restoration of all things. We're going to look at restoration first. Now, when you, and once again, we're going to define it from the concordance and from the dictionary, okay? Now, when you look up the word restoration in the Bible concordance, and once again, the concordance tells you words that are in the Bible. From the Bible concordance, strong Bible concordance, the concordance tells us that the word restoration does not show up in the Bible, okay? But since the word restoration means the act of restoring, the word restore does, okay? The word restore does. So when you look up the word restore, and we're talking about the work of the Lord in these last days, in Matthew, let's go to Matthew chapter 17 right quick. Matthew chapter 17. And we're going to look at, I believe it's verse 11. If you have your Bibles, turn with me. If you don't, if you got a pencil and piece of paper, I ask that you write this down. Okay, Matthew chapter 17. Verse 11, Matthew chapter 17, verse 11. And the word of God said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Okay. Now, the Elijah is God's man. And so he's coming to do the work of the Lord. Amen. That word restore there. Now, when we go to look it up in the concordance to see what was the original word there before it was translated to our English word, restore, okay? And looking in the concordance here, and in the strong concordance, it's under the Greek, since it's in the New Testament, under the Greek, the original Greek word is, and I want to pronounce this the best way I can, apoknathesmi. That's to me. Okay, I'm sorry. Apoknathesmi. Okay? And that means to reconstitute in health, home, or organization. To reconstitute and health, home, and organization. In other words, the original Greek word that was translated to our English word restore means to reconstitute, okay? Amen. In home, health, or organization. So now we got to dig deeper here and go to the dictionary, because if you were like me, some of you heard me read that definition, and you like, okay, Brother Nate, what does reconstitute mean? Okay? What does reconstitute mean? So we're going to look up the word reconstitute. And the word reconstitute means to constitute again or anew, especially to restore to a former condition by adding water. Okay? So the Greek word that was translated to restore means to reconstitute in home, health, or organization. And to reconstitute means to constitute again or anew, especially to restore to a former condition by adding water. Okay? Amen. Now, let's break, glory to God, let's break one more thing down. Since it says it means to constitute again, now we want to look up, well, what does the word constitute? If that Greek word means to reconstitute a home, health, or organization, and reconstitute means to constitute again, especially anew, to restore to a former condition by adding water, then what does the word constitute mean? So, well, we're going to look up the word constitute in Webster's dictionary here. Amen. And the word constitute, and I want to give you a couple of definitions on the word constitute. The word constitute means set up or establish. When reconstitute means to constitute again, that means to set up and establish again. Okay? Especially anew, to restore to a former condition by adding water. The word constitute also means to appoint to an office, function, or dignity. Okay? So there's going to be some appointing again by the Lord Jesus Christ through his angel messenger to a particular office. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. A particular function. There's going to be a setting up once again. Hallelujah. By the Lord Jesus through his angel messenger. And by it being set up again, that means that at one point, Christ has set it up. See, in order for it to have to go, a restoration has to be done, that means that something has to fall away out of its condition or position. And so by the Lord restoring it, he's bringing it back to where he wants it. Now get this straight, where he wants it. Not where I want it or you want it, but where he wants it, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, remember the definition I gave to you of reconstitute, okay? Amen. Reconstitute means to constitute again, especially anew, by restoring to a former condition by adding water. Now, God is restoring things back to a former condition. Once again, the way he had it. That includes the church. Okay? Do you hear me? He's going to see the way the church is functioning is not the way God set it up. When Jesus first came in this earth in the flesh, he didn't set the churches up. Now, I know some people are going to get offended when I say this. Love you anyhow. But I'm here to tell you the truth. The way that Christianity is going in general as a whole, hear me closely when I say this. Jesus Christ did not set us up like this. And what he's doing is that he's going to restore things back to the condition of where he set us up. Okay? So the restore all things in Matthew 17, which the original Greek word there means to reconstitute in whole, health, or organization. That means he's going to what? Set up and establish things again, or set up or establish organization again among the people, okay? He's going to set it up again. And remember, reconstitute also means, once again, to constitute again, okay? In other words, to set up again, to call to an office or function again, especially, the definition said especially, to restore to a former condition by adding water. Now, here's the interesting thing about that latter part of that definition, by adding water, okay? Now, since we're talking about the work of the Lord, and the definition said to restore to a former condition by adding water, we cannot think of natural water doing this work of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So it has to be the water that is spiritual. Now, I want you to turn for a minute here to Ephesians chapter 5 in your Bibles. Ephesians chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians chapter 5. And I want you to look at, as I read, verse 24 to verse 26. 26 is going to be the key verse, okay? Verse 24 to verse 26. And the word of God said, therefore, that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24 to verse 26. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, why? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So water, water has different symbolic meanings in the Bible. Not only does it mean literal natural water, but it also carries a symbolism of something else. So one of the things we read here that water symbolizes is the word of God. So when you think back to the definition of reconstitute, which means to constitute again, especially to restore to a former condition by adding water, that water would be what? The word of God. So the Lord is sending his word through his angel messenger, the Elijah, that is going to bring about a restoration and restitution of all things. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's going to bring things back to the way the Lord had it set up and not man. People, I got to say this. What you're seeing going on among Christianity now is man set up and not Jesus set up. Yes, a little here and a little there is doing some things that is of the Lord, but a great big part of it is man set up. Amen. Now, let's go into the dictionary as we looked up and defined the word restore, looking at it from the Bible. Let's go into the dictionary and look up the word restoration in the dictionary. Okay, so let's go to the dictionary and look up the word restoration in the dictionary. Amen. And we define it from the dictionary too, because we want to get a overall view and understanding of this work, why it's called restitution, restoration. Okay. Now, the word restoration, according to Webster, the word restoration means the act of restoring or the condition of being restored. The act of restoring or the condition of being restored. So what that means now, we got to look up what does restore mean. Okay, now, looking in the Bible here and looking at the word restore, Webster gave four definitions. And I'm here to tell you that these four definitions I'm going to read to you, overall, in the whole work of the Lord, we can rightly say that all four of them apply, okay? All four of them is involved in this work of restoration, okay? So the word restore means to give back, return. God is going to return or cause the return of some things that was taken by the enemy. Hallelujah. Out of your life. Glory to God. What is your health? Okay. Hallelujah. Whatever the enemy had robbed you of, glory. God is going to cause it to return. That's an act of restore. Number two, the word restore means to put or bring back into existence or use. God is going to cause some things to be brought back into existence or use that was not being used anymore. Okay. Hallelujah. God is going to cause, you know, for example, at one point, and you have heard people say this, and at one point it was, even when Christ established the church, there was the love of God at one time. It was existent. You know, people can see, you know. But over the course of time, what had started happening to the early church, even on to this day, now you have people saying, where is the love? Where is the Lord? Well, don't worry about the people. The Lord is going to cause it to return. I'm talking about the love of God. We ain't talking about that natural love. We're talking about the love of God, the agape, okay, that the Bible speaks of in 1 Corinthians 13, which I call it the love chapter because 90% or so of that chapter out the love of God. So God is going to cause the love of God to return. It's going to be restored. It's going to be brought back into existence among the people of God. Because today you got to say, man, where's the love? People backbiting, conniving, doing all the in the church now. I ain't talking outside the church. We already know there's stuff going on outside the church, people. Okay. We talking about in the church. Okay. Like I said, people backbiting, gossiping one another, destroying, breaking one another's confidence. You name it, all kinds of stuff going on. And then we get behind a pulpit and say, love the Lord. Amen. Amen. And see, some of you look and say, man, where is that love? You get to a point now, you're becoming, you know, frustrated. Going to church service, look like ain't nothing but arguing all the time. Nothing but straight up arguing. And you like, man, this don't supposed to be going on here. And then you're seeing folks in the church doing some low-down stuff to one another. And you like, man, where am I? Where's the love? But don't worry. The Lord, the work that he's doing this day in the restoring, he's going to cause it to come back to the people of God. Hallelujah. The third definition of the word restore means to bring back to or put back into a former or original state, especially the church. The church, God is going to cause it to be brought back into the original state of where he set it up. Once again, where he set it up, not man. We got too many laws in the churches that don't even match up with scripture. We got too many laws that separate us in Christianity one from another because we got these denominational names that we run around and carrying around real high that scriptures don't even support that Jesus set up. Now, I'm just going to be real with you on it and just tell the truth about it. And this is not a message of hate. Because I got brothers and sisters in Christ in the Baptist, Methodist, you name it, okay? If they have received Jesus Christ as Lord, according to Romans 10, then they're my brothers and sisters in Christ. But however, where you at, it's not the setup of Christ. Amen. It's not the setup of Christ. Hallelujah. And if you're telling me it is, the phone number is 515-605-9887. You give me scriptural proof where Jesus, when he set up the church as a Baptist or a Methodist or a Pentecostal or Episcopalian or Lutheran, you show me, give me scripture, okay? Or you can contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. You give me the scripture and show me proof that that's how Jesus set it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the fourth definition means to put again in possession of something, okay? That goes for the church. That goes for you as individuals. Like I said once before, you may have some in your possession. It may have been taken. You may have lost it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Lord is doing this act of restore. He's going to bring it back into the possession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So that overall view of what he said, this is the time of restitution, restoration. Restoration is dealing with the Lord bringing things back to his original state, bringing things back to his existence or use, okay, and putting again in possession of something, okay? Amen. Once again, that goes to the church, that goes to you as an individual that believe in Christ. Some things been taken from you. Some things you had in your possession, you lost it or it was taken. Hallelujah. But the Lord is going to restore. Now, we're going to go a little bit more deeper, Lord said, next week, people. But amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the word restitution. The word restitution. And so I want to go to the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 21. The book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 21. Now, the word restitution does show up in the Bible, okay? It shows up in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We're looking in the New Testament now, Acts chapter 3. I'm going to look at verse 21 here, Acts chapter 3. Now I'm going to read verse 19 to verse 21, okay? Acts chapter 3, verse 19 to verse 21, okay? Glory to God. Now, the word says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until. Now, before I go any further, notice what he said. The heaven must receive Christ. In other words, Christ got to stay there in heaven until a certain time. Okay? So people, please quit talking about any day now Christ can show up. No, he can't. Not according to his word. By ability, he could. But remember, he's a follower of his word. If he don't follow his own word, how can you trust him? Okay? If the Lord is so quick to break his own word, remember, the greatest thing about you is what? Your word. If you're going around being a liar, you can forget it. People ain't want to listen to you. Okay, if you lie, you ain't keep, and then you so quick to say you do this and that, and you always ain't doing it. The strongest thing about you is your word, okay? Many times back in the old days, they wasn't writing up contracts and stuff. They shook hands and your word was bond, okay? You get what I'm saying? So the Bible said, whom the heaven must receive until the time for the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So now, that word restitution, and if we go to the Bible Concordance and look up the word restitution, we're looking in the Greek, remember, because we in the New Testament, right? Now, if that word was in the Old Testament, we would look under the Hebrew, okay? But since we are in the New Testament, go and look under the Greek, okay? And looking under the Greek, the original Greek word for restitution actually means reconstitution. Remember, restoration means what? Original Greek word, that means what? To reconstitute. Here it means reconstitution. Basically about the same thing, okay? Amen. So for the most part, many times these words are used interchangeably. Okay? Amen. Now, let's go to the dictionary and look up the word restitution in that. The dictionary. Amen. And so looking up the word restitution in the dictionary. Don't forget, I mean, dictionary, whatever you have, don't go to studying without the Holy Ghost. Now, you got to have the Holy Ghost because you can have dictionary and concordance and all that, and still many times you don't understand what you read. The Holy Ghost brings to understand, okay? Amen. Now, the word restitution in the dictionary, first off, means an act of restoring or a condition of being restored. So I told, like I told you there, like, many times there are words that's used interchangeably. So you read here where it says the restitution of all things in Acts 3, Matthew 17, Elijah to come to restore all things. It didn't say restore and restitution. But see, notice again, they are interchangeable words many times. Okay. Now, first definition, an act of restoring or the condition of being restored. A restoration of something to the rightful owner. Okay. It also means a making good of or giving an equivalent for some injury. Okay. Like compensating. Okay. Amen. Compensation for a loss or something like that. Okay. A legal action serving to cause restoration of a previous state. So you notice in the definitions there, for the most part, is connected with restoration. So they're like two that goes together. Okay. And you know, it says that, you know, it means a restoring to the rightful owner. That's where restitution is involved. Maybe that's a little slight difference, but they go together because restitution involves restoration. Okay. So, you know, even though it said here in Acts 3:21, restitution of all things, and didn't say restoration, it's still meaning just about the same thing. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we just looked at that, and I wanted to go over that part with you today to let you know, this is what Jesus wants you to know. He is doing what is called the work of restitution, restoration. He is bringing things back to where he had. People, I hear to say this to you again. The mess that you see going on, especially among the church folks, especially among those that claiming Christianity, is not set up by Jesus. So just in case you're sitting there looking and you're seeing all this stuff that they're doing and you know it's wrong, and you hear them justify they're doing wrong, and you're going, oh, my Lord, is anybody right anywhere? Well, guess what? The Lord is setting it up, people. Be encouraged. Ask the Lord about what I told you. And let the Lord witness to you. Because, see, that's what's going to bring you to overall joy. You understand that? When the Lord witnessed to you that, yeah, this is the work that he's doing in these last days, oh, that's going to do something to your faith. Because, see, right now you're looking and you're seeing all this stuff going on in the churches. And you're going, what in the world is going on? Some of you may have been low and depressed, troubled. Can't find no peace. And you say, hey, I know what I do. I go to church. And you went to church and you say, oh, my goodness. It's the okay corral up in here. They shooting out at each other with words from their mouth. They cutting the folks down, stuff like that. Oh, my God. And you thinking it's hopeless. And some of you, by seeing that, you start going to evil stuff. Some of you dabbling in magic and witchcraft and all that stuff. And you fail to understand. You turn to the devil for help. You ain't going to get no better. You finna get worse because you turn into someone that can't stand your guts. Now, you might say, well, yeah, he give me stuff. Let me tell you something. Satan is a trapper, okay? He loves to trap you so he can do what he wants to you. The devil don't care about giving you no peace. You know, one of the things that people that do witchcraft and magic and in that Satanism and stuff, You thinking they got peace. They ain't got no peace. I have read even of people who was in that stuff, so deep in that stuff, countless stuff, where demons did some atrocious sexual stuff to them. Bad. I mean, bad. You're not going to have no peace turning to ungodliness. This is why people is turning to drugs, alcohol, sleeping around with a bunch of people, you name it. And thinking that they're going to find peace. No, you ain't. You're going to get more trouble. Because those are sinful acts. And remember, sin has consequences. Okay? It brings consequences. It don't bring peace. It don't bring life. It don't bring true joy. It don't bring that. Okay? It's going to bring more and more trouble. You get what I'm saying? So, yes, the Lord is doing a work in these last days. He is, get this, he's bringing forth a people. See, when Christ first went to set up the church, he did not set up a bunch of separated folks. In fact, he told his disciples in John chapter 10, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must also bring. Bring what? Bring together. And he said there will be one fold and one shepherd. Jesus was always all about unity and having one fold. He always was about that. Look at us today. We ain't no one fold. We might be 101 folds, but we ain't one fold. Okay? And we have been preaching to the top of our lungs, shaking the pulpits, knocking the glasses out the windows in the church building, talking about any day we can be gone. Any day. No, I'm sorry. It, you know, sounds good. I promise you it sounds good. Lord, I wish it were true. But it ain't. But it ain't. Because, see, the Lord has to come. The Lord is coming back for a people who truly going to be one. See, what you're seeing, all this confusion among the Christians and people in the church, one of the things is because there's a lack of true unity, godly unity, not no ungodly unity. See, people can get together in unity ungodly. Yeah, okay? You look at, you read Genesis chapter 11. Remember when they went to build the Tower of Babel? Well, those people was together. But they were together ungodly, okay? They talking about building a tower to heaven. They thought they were going, hey, if the flood ever come again, we going to dodge it, okay? And the Lord said the people was of one mind. So when you talk about unity, you got to find out, is it godly unity or ungodly unity? Listen. Demons and devils don't love each other, but they will unify to kill you, okay? They will come together to get you out of the way, to destroy you, to torment you. That's an ungodly unity. Christ is restoring godly unity among the Christians, okay? That's one of the things that he's bringing back into existence, that godly unity, okay? Right now, many of you can see that many of the people ain't together. You can see that. You sit down in the church. Deacons against the pastor, and pastors against the deacons, and the people is sitting down in the pews is against the pastor, and the pastor against the people. Man, mothers of the motherboard sitting up there and snarling at one another and snarling at the young man. It just got ridiculous. Okay, and you seeing this, and you going, man, if I can't find no peace in the church, that's it. You know. Amen. And now, like I said, some of you thinking, shoot, all this stuff going on, man, ain't no peace nowhere. And so you thought about, man, I might as well just go to, and now the devil start presenting stuff to you, and you start getting into it. Like I said, like witchcraft, voodoo, some people in voodoo, Satanism. They into all kinds of atrocious acts, okay, doing this thing and that thing and whatever. Amen. Into all kinds of stuff. Amen. And see, God is not pleased with the way Christianity is today. I'm telling you, and I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Okay? He's not pleased with Christianity, the way Christianity is today. He is not pleased at all. Why? Because he didn't set it up like this. That's why. Okay? He did not set Christians to be up, to set them up like you see today. Some of y'all that's not saved, you, one of your key questions you had asked is that if y'all is supposed to be together, why is there so many churches? Why is there so many different churches? And you got a good question, good point. And really, truthfully, many of the believers can't answer that. Some of you may have came across it already. You may ask the pastor, you may ask certain people, and the answer you got was like, what? Man, what are you, man, that don't even sound right. Because, see, the truth of the matter is, we're not set up the way Christ originally set things up. The thing that he's doing to restore to is back to the pattern especially that you can find in the Bible. Amen. That's why I tell you, in the Bible, you will not find no denominational setup. You know, I read, I think one or two things that some people of the denominations were trying to say that their denomination was in the Bible. And I'm not going to say what it is right now, maybe on another broadcast, but when I read it, when I read the scripture they came with, I'm like, are you for real? Okay. First off, the Lord said, prove all things in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And one of the scriptures that I saw they spoke on to support that that was their denomination, okay, really, all that, this is what I say to that. Really, it dealt with the foundational principle that, quote, the church supposed to be founded on. Not so much as saying that this was a denomination, okay? So, yeah, people, it's looking very ridiculous. It's just looking atrocious, okay? But the Lord wants you to know, he ain't just in heaven just sitting around, looking down and letting this, you know. Yes, he is doing the work. And even though you may say, I don't see him doing nothing. Well, you're speaking the truth. You probably don't see him. But if you will ask the Lord about this and get this revelation, you will see. I say you will see. See, you need to receive the word of the Lord so he can remove that spiritual blindness off your eye. Because, see, that's what it is. It's a spiritual blindness. You're blinded that you don't see. And to you, you don't see the Lord is doing anything. So to you, everything just going like it is. People conniving and backbiting one another in the church, setting up one another. Preachers is sleeping with multiple sisters. Well, let's be honest about it, okay? Even though the wife knows, okay, all that going on, money being taken from the church fundings, all of that, okay? And it seemed like that each time there's nothing but arguments. I remember when I was growing up, and I came up, quote, through a Baptist church, okay? And I remember I went to this particular Baptist church. Actually, I was baptized in the church. Please, I didn't know overall what was what, okay? And I was baptized, I think I was 9 or 10 years old. But one of the things that happened kind of, I am not going to say every single time, but quite a bit, especially when it came to the church having business meetings, where there was a lot of arguing and tension about money. And either someone was getting the money or money came up missing or, I don't know, someone wasn't getting paid. I think they wasn't. Oh, goodness. And I remember when I was a young kid, you heard the argument because I was sitting right there and the tension, okay, among them. And it didn't feel good, people. It didn't feel good. I just got to be honest with you. It didn't feel good. And to some of you, you said, man, that made me not want to come to church. Well, I get it. I really do. I get it. Well, let us pray. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for this day you made and created. You're blessed for the glory of God. Now, Father, I pray that you'll water the seed I've sown and bring forth the increase, that the hearts will touch that have heard this message. Lord, in Jesus' name. So, Father, I thank you, and I give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Glory be to God. Well, the Lord said to say, I'll be back with another broadcast tomorrow. Right now, and I'm saying right now, it seems like the way things may be going, and I'm not going to say how long it may be. The Lord may, you know, move me to do something else, but as you know, those of you that have been listening, you know, yesterday I did on the redemption concerning sickness and disease. And Lord say the same, I'll come back with a part five to that on Monday. So on Monday so far, it may be that. And on Tuesday so far, it may be what I went over today, restitution and restoration. So Lord say the same, next Tuesday, I will come back with part two to this. Amen. And so part three, so tomorrow will be of something different. Okay. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, thank God for all you've been listening. Love you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.